person, if that's all right, just be, or like roughly, we might have more, but just because she hasn't got much. Okay, Marta, just give us quickly your overall thoughts on the match and how you got through that, basically.
I don't know. was a very intense match. I honestly, from the beginning of the match, I think I was really off, and I couldn't find a way to like put myself together really. And yeah, and then slowly by slowly, she made some unforced errors in the second set, and then you know I just kind of got it back, and then I had some chances in the beginning of the third, which I didn't use. And yeah, I mean it was a bit of a roller coaster, but an incredible ending, definitely.
You said yesterday that probably the reason or the secret about those match points was not counting them.
Yeah.
Today was...
I didn't count them as well. I don't know. I mean, I knew I had a lot, but I didn't know how many. I mean, it's also different to have match points when you are on return, because you are on return, you know, you're already in kind of defending position. So she played really good on all of them, like really offensive and there. I mean... I had chances, of course, because it was match points, but, you know, she did a good job. So nothing to regret.
Marta, third straight semifinal from San Diego, Indian Wells, now here. Not too bad.
Okay, not too bad.
What does that level of consistency mean for you, and what does it mean for you to make it to the semifinals in Stuttgart?
Well, definitely means a lot because, you know, to be consistent in tennis, it takes a lot of work and a lot of discipline, and you know everything around you has to work really well. So I'm glad with you know how we're kind of you know keeping it together, and in the same time you know I don't really like I didn't even know it's my third semifinal, like third straight semifinal, because I take every match like by match, and I don't focus on the result. You know, I was coming here and I was like, okay, this is my first event on clay. I'm prepping for Paris here, you know, like, or for bigger tournaments, because, you know, you need to use some tournaments to not have this kind of pressure that it's a big one and you need to perform really well here. So I, you know, I'm taking this tournament the same, like match by match. It's incredibly difficult and one of the strongest tournaments in the world. So yeah, it's amazing to be in the semis here.
Marta, congrats. It was a tough match. My question is about Hawkeye system. Right now you played, it was not all points were like clear what's happened. What do you think? Should this system put in clay tournaments like this?
I think they had Hawkeye in Madrid last year and it really didn't work well. There were some really big mistakes on clay. I think... Yeah, I mean, everyone makes mistakes. So I think for clay, for hard court, it's amazing, this system. I don't think it ever makes any mistakes. It's very, very precise. But on clay, it's a little bit different. And I think the machine are making the same mistakes as referees can, you know, sorry, chair umpires. So I don't see it really as a like, necessity on clay. I don't think so.
Marta, first of all, congratulations. It was an epic match. I mean, your matches with Coco start to be epic because the Australian Open was also the same. We were here to get on the numbers, and we saw like there were 31 games and 16 breaks.
Nice.
So it was
Welcome
a crazy
to WTA.
Game. Yeah, it was a crazy game. And I want to ask you, what did you think made you win this match in the end?
I don't know. I don't know, because we both were struggling on serve, you know, and we were struggling throughout the match as well. And I don't know. I think it's the same like yesterday. It's the matter of a point or two, you know, like you just play, you fight till the end, and then whoever's better wins. I don't know. Like, I don't know how it works really, because I wish I knew. Then I would win, I think, everything, you know? I don't know. It's very, very close. And I was also returning really well today at some, you know, especially her first serves. I feel like I was doing really well, and she felt under pressure all the time. I was just serving not good. So I don't know. I think I think it's just, really a matter of a couple of points. I don't think there was something major that's made the difference.
Okay, last one.
Marta, what makes Marqueta a difficult semifinal opponent?
I played against her last year in Fed Cup. I think this is the only time I played her. She plays great. I mean, she plays great on clay, and she uses the whole court. She takes your pace. You know, it's she's very different from all the players I played this week. And I think this is what makes tennis really beautiful and interesting sport, because everyone is completely different. I don't know. I think she's just a very solid, very, very good and solid player. It was actually so funny, because I remember now that last year, before the beginning of our tie, I said, you know, Marqueta didn't have good results recently, but she's the player who can win like Grand Slams and this, and 2 months later she wins Wimbledon. I'm like, great. So, I think, you know, I hope tomorrow will be another great match, another great show, and let's play some beautiful tennis.
All right,
thank you.